Love light energies become ascension energies. I just made a change of names in the ongoing effort to find ever more precise or more relevant ways of talking about events and processes that are new to us, and sometimes higher dimensional. It's related to speaking about the rising energies being sent directly from the Mother, Father, One, from higher civilizations throughout the universes, and from the angelic realms. I began years ago by calling them rising energies, then love energies, because that's what they are. As the Divine Mother tells us, the love energy is what ascension is, period, full stop. Then love light energies after Matthew Ward. But I think we're far enough along in our understanding of the monumental event, which we squeeze into the single word ascension, that I can call the energies ascension-related energies, or simply ascension energies. From my own experience, the heart opening I was given on March 13, 2015, which left me in a tsunami of love, Michael called a seventh dimensional experience. Steve, so I'm obtaining a higher frequency, but obviously I'm not to go to the 11th, I'd expect, because then I'd become a guru. So can you help me make sense of returning to my interdimensionality while not becoming a guru figure? Archangel Michael, it is very simple. Visit, don't stay. So what you are doing, you are pulling into the fifth, into what you think of as your reality, the qualities of mastery, square brackets, 11th dimension, without setting yourself apart from the masses, fifth. You are teaching others that they can access the mastery, square brackets, 11th, and still be in the Christ consciousness, square brackets, 7th, in the expanded awareness in the physical form, 5th, and in the love, square brackets, all levels. I've never recovered, so I definitely know about the rising love energies or ascension energies. Michael's advice to me as a light worker was to visit, don't stay, in the higher realms I experienced, or I assure you I would have stayed. Or after the sight of the self at Xenia, again I would have stayed. So powerful is the experience. Krishnamurti was transported by it. Emerson credited it with the birth of the arts in him. Bodhidharma said it was a herald of the disappearance of sorrow in ascension. Steve, why are you talking so much about fourth chakra enlightenment? Because I believe that in order to revive us after the 10 days of misery, the company of heaven will cause the event called the Ring of Fire, Wave of Love, Singularity, Solar Flame, etc., to occur after the 10 days of broadcast. If I'm wrong, look at how much we've learned. If it was anything like my own heart opening or the vision of the self, its impact on individuals and society will be revolutionary, transformative, and uplifting.